podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social. Hello everybody, it is time for another one of our Blue Room Extra Previews. This is Subs Weekly, or a segment of Subs Weekly with myself and Dave Downey. Initially going to record on Wednesday, but with the Anthony Gordon news breaking today, I thought we'd get together and have a chat about that ahead of the game against Fleetwood, which was an instant match reaction for a little bit later on today. But if you want to hear this show in full with me and Dave, it is patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Great time to get involved. Lots of potential transfers in the coming days. Lots of matches to come. The start of a new season when hope is high, despite Everton's initial stuttering start to the Premier League campaign. If you want to listen to this in full, the link is in the description to click on and subscribe straight away. Works out about £1 a week. You can cancel it whenever you'd like. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Hopefully we'll see you there. In the meantime, hope you enjoyed this segment of our show from earlier today.
Let's do a bit of an exercise between us. And you said there about how you feel as though if Everton get the players that they're getting by 11 o'clock this time next week and the squad looks better, then you're content with the window. What does that look like in practical terms then? So assuming Anthony Gordon goes in the next few days for £60 million or a deal that could be worth £60 million roughly, What do Everton need to get in the next few days for this to be a successful window? So, you know, we both mentioned Brozier there. So, one centre forward in that mould, are we saying? At least,
but preferably two.
So, we're saying Brozier and then maybe someone like a João Pedro?
The interest in João Pedro, it's so funny because there's this information war right now where there are people out there saying going out of their way to say Everton are absolutely not interested in João Pedro. And then, you know, I talked to, you know, depending on who you talk to on the Everton side of things, there absolutely is an interest that there's reasons why that deal has suddenly gotten complicated. But I don't know. So for me, a striker and an attacking forward of some kind, right?
So we're saying like a Brozier and one, that type of forward is so, a pro man.
I would say a Brozier or a Shea Adams or a Ben Brereton-Diaz as a striking option. Now, if you get Brozier on loan, then that means that you have extra. I believe at that point we've maxed out our two domestic loans, right? So because of Cody, so but at that point then that opens up finishing off a deal, for instance, for Mohamed Kudus, which I think that there's a reason that that's out there. I think that if Everton have the money that they can get that over the line. He is more of a midfielder, an attacking midfielder, but not really a winger.
I'm thinking that Ali replacements, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely. So I think that what I want is a striker and another quote unquote attacking, you know, wing type player, or you know. And the thing about Brozier is that there is talk that he can actually play, you know, in a couple of positions across the line. But obviously, I think ideally he's a striker. I mean, when Calvert Lewin is back, knock on wood, I do expect that if they bring in a Brozier, they bring in a Shea Adams or a Brereton-Diaz, that they'll find ways to play, you know, more than one of them. I don't know. Now, granted, it depends on the type you get. If you get just a pure striker, pure number nine who doesn't really, you know, who doesn't have positional versatility, then that's a guy who is, you know, probably sitting on the bench a little bit more. I think Shea Adams potentially plays a little bit better in a two. If you get something like that over the line, it's so funny that as we were recording, breaking news from Sky is that Everton are potentially interested in Shea Adams. I'm like, that's like, are we in a time machine right now? I feel like this is, this is Groundhog Day. And so I mean, there's clearly still noise there. But to answer your basic question, for me, I'll use João Pedro as a placeholder, you know, assuming we can't, you know, we're not in, you know, now granted, if we sell Gordon, are we suddenly was it Cody Gakpo, like,
yeah, from the PSV? I doubt that. Yeah, I don't think how he'll be here. But I think I've just been trying to like make a note there. So this is what I think they need. So if Gordon goes, obviously Dele Alli's gone.
Yeah.
For me to be confident about this team being clear of relegation from the end of the season, I think they need five players between now.
Five.
So okay. I'd go a traditional striker.
Okay.
In the mold of, four.
Okay.
So I'd go a traditional striker in the mold of a Brozier or an Adams, like you said there.
Okay.
I'd want someone who's a bit more versatile, who can play sort of across the front line and in behind.
Like a João Pedro, maybe?
Like a João Pedro. Yeah. Okay. I think we need a winger, obviously, to replace Anthony Gordon. And I think we still need a six in midfield. Be that or someone else. So there's your four. So a proper sitting midfielder, a wide player, a versatile forward, and an out and out forward.
Where does Garner from Man United actually?
Well, he's none of them, is he?
That's why I find that whole thing a little curious.
He's more of a ball playing midfielder who probably plays as one of, if you think about a midfield three being an upside down triangle, he's one of the two higher points, you know, very much more of a number eight, mm-hmm. but it's probably someone who needs legs around him as well. So mm-hmm. I don't mind the idea of him. You know, apparently he's a good player and he's young, obviously, and he wouldn't cost all that much, but I feel like at the moment that you look at that midfield and we've got a lot of lads who want to play as a box-to-box player or play high up and get, you know, carry the ball forward. Yeah. I don't know, even if we sign Garnaget, I don't think he's a natural six, but I still think we lack that sitter. The closest thing we've got to that in the current squad is Tom Davis, I think. But he...
Is Onana not... there's talk that Onana is positionally versatile enough.
To be honest, Rob...
Not ideally a six, but to play a six in a certain scenarios.
The glimpses I've seen from him so far, Onana, the prospect of him taking the ball off our centre-backs terrifies me quite a lot. Because he looks like someone who's just constantly trying to be positive on the ball and he's happy to not be dribble. And I don't mind him doing that, you know, 30, 40 yards out from our own goal. But a little bit deeper, I'm not sure, yeah. But I think they're the four positions I think we absolutely have to fill.
So if those are the four positions, then let's assume, again, I know no one really agrees that Idrissa Gueye is an out-and-out six, but let's just say for the argument's sake that he's kind of meant to take that holding midfield role in that four players that you're talking about, right? So you've got him, so now it's three. Now, again, I'm not even sure this Gueye deal gets done, but I strongly suspect that PSG are just going to hold out for as long as they can, and it may be a deadline day deal, because just at this point it's like the worst game of chicken ever, because they have nothing to gain by holding on to him. So I don't know why this is just a pissing match at this point, but so let's say for argument's sake it's Gueye. Pick your striker between, Diaz, Shea Adams. To me, Shea Adams and Diaz fit into that secondary striker role a little more, whereas
I think Diaz in particular can play, has played wide a lot, hasn't he? Sort of coming in from the left-hand side for both Chile and for Blackburn.
Did you say Broja? Bro and Diaz, okay. So is it Broja or Broja?
We said this on our very first part of the summer, Rob. We've come full circle again.
I can't remember now. I think Broja. Broja just sounds so cool.
I think it's actually Broja.
Broja. God dang. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, look, again, if he signs, then I'll have to learn his name. But Let's call him Brodero. I think that's even cooler. Let's call him like Brosif or something like that. So if we sign Brosif, I feel like he is a play. So I think that Everton look at him because of his upside, frankly, as their number one target, as someone that they think this is someone who could begin to at least physically and in some other traits. And I think we've seen all the bar charts that show some of his similarities to Richarlison. I think that they look at, I don't think he's like Richarlison per se, but he does some of the things well that Richarlison does and replaces some of that in the squad, if that makes sense. So I think that they view him that way, but what complicates that is if it's just a straight loan, when you're loaning from Chelsea, I just feel like you're inevitably never going to buy that player. I mean, I know Lukaku happened, but it's so rare. It just feels like I would want the Everton to either say we have such a belief in this guy that we're buying him, or there's some kind of, you know, the magical key to unlock the Anthony Gordon deal is, look, we'll accept these terms for Gordon, but we want a loan with an option for Broja or whatever. I don't know what that looks like, but I do suspect sometimes that the reason some of this is dragged out on the striker front is because they're trying to unlock that whole thing. Why Chelsea, if they sign Aubameyang, would feel the need to hold on to him? And again, they haven't done that yet, but let's say they do. At that point, I'm almost certain he either comes to us or he goes somewhere else, because they just have no minutes for him at that point, and they'll tank his value if he doesn't play. So, but I think Everton view him as the kind of guy that is a potential successor to Calvert-Lewin if he goes. And so I think they're going to want to play him minutes. I don't know. Whereas I think that with Diaz or with Shea Adams, they fit a little bit more easily into more lineups, maybe as a set in a secondary role. Though, like you said, I think Broja can maybe play multiple positions. I don't know. I think that the bottom line is that you get the strikers in and you worry about some of those problems later, because you can't really rely right now on saying, well, I know for sure Calvert-Lewin's going to be fit again. The winger is the one I'm most curious about. Like, who, if you are, let's say that if you do, Pedro kind of works as a winger, I suppose, but
I think he's more of a split striker, isn't he? Like,
yeah. Yeah. So they're probably, if they sign João Pedro, then they're still going to sign one other striker. But then you're right, who is a quote unquote wing player? And maybe the other question, and someone asked me this, and I think Mark brought this up before on Kickabout, which is, if you're playing five at the back and you're generating a lot of your width in attack from those wing backs, does the value of does the value of having wingers matter as much? So I guess my question is like, what if you're replacing, let's say, like for like, a winger for a winger in losing Gordon, then who are you? Like, what does that replacement look like? Are you trying to get as high profile a wing player as someone like the asset you just sold in Gordon? Or is it more of a, you know, just finding another bot, like another decent deal, like a Damari Gray type, who comes in, or a, you know, a Townsend type situation, where you're just needing that place filled in the squad? Yeah. That's what I don't know. It feels like a stretch to think that they would try to, you know, spend all of that money that they raised from Gordon in one window, given the amount of time left. But I'm just not sure.
Sports Social Podcast Network.